Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribandy.com. Today I'm going to talk to you about how to copyright a book. Be sure to investigate copywriting before attempting to market your book. Once you've written a book, there are many ways you can deliver it to the world. Keep in mind that some of this may differ if you are self-publishing rather than using traditional publishing methods. The original author of a book owns the copyright to it. However, the owner of a copyright really owns a bundle of rights, each of which can be sold separately to one or more third parties. When an author receives an offer to get published from a publisher, the offer should, among other things, specify what rights the publisher wants or which rights the author is offering. For articles, short stories, or books, the offer to publish might request one or more of the following rights and subsidiary rights. Number 1. All rights. The author gives up all rights of ownership to the work. The publisher can publish the work in any format, print, film, or electronic, without additional payment to the author. The author retains the right to state that he or she authored the work, but loses all other rights to the work, including the right to publish, market, or distribute the work, create derivative works, or perform the work. Number 2. First rights. This term does not specify where or how material may be published, only that the publication has an exclusive first-use right. Number 3. One-time rights. This gives the publisher the non-exclusive right to publish the work once, often used after the first serial rights have been sold. Number 4. Paperback reprint rights. This is the right to produce a work in paperback after it has been published in hardcover or as the original trade paperback. Number 5. Second rights or reprint rights. After the first rights have been sold, the next sale of the work will be covered under these rights. This clearly states that the material has been published before and that it is now a reprint. The original publisher will be credited at the time of reprint. Number 6. First serial rights. This is the right for a newspaper or magazine to print part of the book before publication. The story or novel excerpt must not have been previously published in any other magazine or newspaper. This can be qualified by geographical area. For example, first North American serial rights. Number 7. Second serial rights. This non-exclusive right allows several periodicals to reproduce the same material after its initial publication. Number 8. Foreign serial rights. This right applies when a story or novel excerpt is resold to a foreign market. Number 9. Foreign publication rights, or English language rights. This gives an English language publisher outside the original country the right to publish the book in its own market and, occasionally, other English language markets. Number 10. Foreign publication rights in a foreign language. This gives a domestic or international foreign language publisher the right to translate and publish the work. The foreign language publisher usually manages the translation process. Number 11. Simultaneous rights. These rights are used when work is submitted to more than one publication. The publication circulation must not overlap. Number 12. Book club rights. Sometimes a book club buys the rights to publish its own edition of the work. The book club must mention the original publisher of the book. Number 13. Condensation or abridgment rights. This right allows a publisher to publish an abbreviated or condensed version of the work. Reader's Digest is an example of an organization that might purchase such rights. Number 14. Large print rights. This refers to the right to license an edition of the work for reproduction in large size type. Number 15. Movie and television rights. This refers to the right to license the adaptation of the work for a movie or TV. For film, an option is usually offered worth about 10% of the total price, valid for 1 year. If the option isn't used, then the rights revert back to the author and can be sold to someone else. If the option is exercised, the film will go into production and the author will receive the remainder of the price offered. Number 16. Sound reproduction rights. This right allows a publisher to make an audio recording of the work for books on tape, CD, or MP3. Number 17. Electronic publishing and multimedia rights. This is a fast-developing area. encompassing the right to sell and distribute work on CD-ROM, store the work in a database, or publish or archive the work on the internet via email or on a bulletin board. Number 18, merchandising rights. Merchandising rights provide permission to license characters or other discernible aspects of a work for use on or with other products. This is especially common in the world of children's books. Number 19, premium and commercial usage rights. These rights license an edition or adaptation of the work to promote or enhance another product. Number 20, permissions. On behalf of the author, publishers may grant requests from other authors or publishers for rights to reprint parts of the book. Know your rights. In order to be successful in the writing world, you must familiarize yourself with the terms defined above. Book contracts are very complex documents that can often contain a myriad of legal jargon. Our book editors often highly recommend getting legal counsel before finalizing any sort of contract. Before you submit your manuscript for publishing, send it to our book editors to be sure it is free of grammatical and spelling errors. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.